podcast of Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Sirach. We turn to chapter 38 today with verses 9 and 10. My son, when you are ill, do not delay, but pray to God, for it is He who heals. Flee wickedness and purify your hands. Cleanse your heart of every sin. When we are faced with illness, it is natural for us to seek help and healing from various sources. However, as believers in God, we should not delay in turning to Him in prayer for healing. It is God who has the power to heal us and bring about restoration in our bodies. In the book of James, chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, we learn, "Is anyone among you sick? He should summon the leaders of the church, and they should pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick person, and the Lord will raise him up. If he has committed any sins, he will be forgiven. For it is written that sin can lead to sickness and disease. When we engage in wickedness and sin, it can have a negative impact on your physical health. Therefore, it is important for us to flee from sin and purify our hearts by seeking forgiveness and cleansing from God. By purifying our hands and cleansing our hearts of sin, we are taking a proactive approach to maintaining our health and well-being. When we align ourselves with God's will and seek His forgiveness, we are creating a pathway for healing and restoration in our lives and those around us. Delaying prayer to God when we are ill not only prolongs our suffering, but it also hinders the healing process. By turning to God in prayer, we are acknowledging His power and sovereignty over our lives. We are inviting Him to work in and through us to bring about healing and wholeness. As believers, it is important for us to prioritize our relationship with God and seek His guidance and intervention in all areas of our lives, including our health. By purifying our hearts and seeking forgiveness for our sins, we are demonstrating our trust and reliance on God to bring about healing and restoration in our lives. Prayers to God should not be delayed when we are ill. By fleeing from sin and purifying our hearts, we are taking steps to maintain our health and well-being. It is God who heals us and brings about restoration in our lives. Let us turn to Him in prayer and trust in His power to bring about healing and wholeness in our bodies, minds, and souls. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. This is where you should begin in prayer. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Sirach 38. We turn to 38th chapter today of Sirach, and we're winding our chapters down. We're in verses 9 through 10 today. It is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem. And we have the sacrament talk in poetry coming up by Dinka Joe. But we'll conclude with that this morning. Today's poem's title, Sick, Pray to God. when sickness strikes and all seems lost. Turn to God, no matter the cost. His healing power knows no bounds. In Him, true restoration is always found. I am human. Do not delay, seek Him today, for in His hands all illness will sway. Flee from wickedness, purify your soul, let His love and mercy make you whole. Cleanse your heart of every sin, let His light shine brightly within, for it is God who heals and restores. In Him we find strength and so much more. So do not wait, do not delay. Call upon Him, let Him light your way. Trust in His power, trust in His grace, and in His presence find your rightful place. And prayers to God, delay not in your distress, for He is the one who will truly bless. Heal your body, heal your soul, and make you once again totally whole. Amen. I'm Tom Shokruz Wiggins. It's April 27, 2024, and I'm recording this morning at 5:13 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me. Today I'm honoring a good friend of mine, Bruce Wilson, and his special person in his life, Laura. Laura, we're praying for you today, and we hope to lay hands on you today as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's Emmaus talk comes from Deacon Joe, and it was his sacrament talk. I hope you enjoy it. It is titled Sacrament Talk. Amen. We live in a world of hardened hearts. People are starving for attention. I struggled with addictions in my start. Sacraments gave me a life of prevention. Every person I see as a child of God, do you embrace the sacraments of God or sacraments of the devil? Baptism and confirmation, your nod. First communion begins each level. Emmaus fills the God hole in me. I identify with each of you. We shepherd our children to see healing only Jesus can do. We are a soul in a body, blessed by God to know, caring for souls even shoddy, by the sacraments we eternally show. Do you want to go to heaven? Why do we bring hell on earth? Spiritual combat we are living, heaven brought to earth our worth. External sign of internal grace, regeneration of water recorded, perpetual learning on my face, the grace of Christ God ordered. Actual soldiers will become, sharing the Eucharist from above. Body, blood, soul, and divinity of His Son, salvation, forgiveness, His love. We can't stay in the tomb. We are children of the resurrection. Confession of sins in lieu. Sacraments from heaven. Anointing of the sick. Only a priest presents this order. Holy orders and marrying priests do. God prepares us within our borders. Get real. Don't bullshit others. The sacraments, our confessions above, the need of all our brothers, liberation and salvation, our love. Amen. I close today in Jesus' name in 9/11 emergency, calling on the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Love you, Tony. As we close at 9:21. Amen.